With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House GOP leadership rolled out a plan to fund the government for 6 months, linked with a bill that calls for stricter proof of citizenship requirements to register to vote.
Conservatives have been ramping up calls in recent months for a stopgap that extends past December, hoping that former President Donald Trump returns to the Oval Office in January and aiming to avoid a massive end-of-year omnibus spending bill negotiated by leadership in both chambers. House Republicans are expected to move quickly on the proposal, but Speaker Mike Johnson has already faced some skepticism about the strategy's chances of success. Some in the party are warning not to make assumptions about how November's elections will turn out. And other Republicans questioned attaching the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE Act, to an extension, noting that such a measure is all but certain to be rejected by the Democratic-controlled Senate. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Wildfires east of Los Angeles and south of Reno threaten homes and force thousands to evacuate. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
More than 36,000 structures are being threatened by the Line Fire in the foothills of the San Bernardino National Forest, about 65 miles east of L.A. Angeles Oaks resident Joseph Escobedo says he's evacuating and only hopes his family will have a home to come back to.
We worked so hard to get this house. And just the thought of just coming back to nothing.
A small vegetation fire in Clear Lake City, 110 miles north of San Francisco, was forcing roughly 4,000 people to evacuate. I'm Julie Walker.
James Earl Jones, who overcame racial prejudice and a severe stutter to become a celebrated icon of stage and screen, has died. He was 93. His agent, Barry McPherson, confirmed Jones died Monday morning at home. On Wall Street, the Dow by 484 points today. This is SRN News. A court battle in Colorado over school field trips.
Did you ever take an overnight trip with your school sports team or maybe the marching band? Remember how they would assign you to a hotel room, four boys or four girls? Lots of fun. But suppose you found out that one of the girls was a boy. That's what happened to a couple in Colorado whose 11-year-old daughter was ordered to share a bed with a boy who was living as a girl. Now they're suing Jefferson County Public Schools over its gender identity policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion questions are on the ballot in 9 states in November and could help draw more voters to the polls. Experts say it's unclear which party might benefit from that surge. The places with abortion ballot measures include the presidential battleground states of Arizona and Nevada, plus Montana, where the race for the Senate is expected to be close. Abortion isn't the only issue being put to the voters. There are more than 140 questions being posed. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed higher, ending a four-day losing streak. The S&P 500 added 1.2%. The benchmark index coming off its worst week in nearly a year and a half. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ Composite also rose 1.2%. Boeing helped lead the market after reaching a tentative deal with its largest union on a new contract. Palantir Technologies and Dell Technologies rose after being named to join the S&P 500. The Dow was up 484 points today to close at 40,829. The NASDAQ gained 193 to 16,884. And the S&P 500 added 62 points to 5471. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.